Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Tomorrow marks the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks in which four hijacked aeroplanes were used to kill almost 3,000 people at the Pentagon and the World Trade Center. 18 years on, five men charged with masterminding and facilitating the attack are still awaiting trial at the US military base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Earlier, I spoke to the Washington bureau chief of the Sunday Times, Josh Glancy. He has visited Guantanamo Bay. I began by asking him for a short history of that US base.
Guantanamo Bay is a US naval base that was taken over by the US in 1903 after the Spanish-American War. So that's the sort of prehistory. And it's a sort of base on the southeast tip of Cuba. And in 2006, the first prisoners from the War on Terror were delivered there. And Donald Rumsfeld, who was Secretary of Defense at the time, said it was going to be a prison for the worst of the worst, and they were sweeping up Al-Qaeda and all sorts of people in Afghanistan, and this was where they were going to put them, and they put them there so that America could dispense its own form of military justice. It's been a prison ever since. Your listeners may remember Camp X-Ray, which is, there were very famous pictures of bearded men in orange jumpsuits on their knees back in 2006. At its peak, there were over 600 prisoners there. But when Barack Obama became president, he insisted that the camp needed to be closed, that it was a stain on sort of the American body politic. And he made a real effort to close it. And they sent a lot of prisoners back to their home countries, sent them to other countries, did a lot of deals. But ultimately, Congress and the Republicans in Congress were opposed to closing it. So the camp remains. There are 40 prisoners still there. They're known as forever prisoners.
Josh, in your piece in the Sunday Times on Sunday, you wrote about, as you described it, this small, dusty, iguana-infested patch of Cuba. And you concentrated on five prisoners still awaiting trial. They've been there now since round about 2002, 2003. Tell me about these five men, masterminds, allegedly, of the 9/11 attacks. And describe them to me as you wrote about them on Sunday.
So, yeah, the 9/11 five trial is really the central thing that's happening, still happening at Guantanamo Bay. And there are five men that were picked up sort of in raids in Pakistan in about 2002, 2003, and have now been in Guantanamo for about over a decade. The sort of preeminent figure among them, who the name people recognize, is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, known as KSM. And he, you know, all known evidence points to the fact that he was a very close associate of Osama bin Laden and closely involved in plotting the entire 9/11 attack. So he's the sort of prime prisoner. And he comes into court every day. He's quite vain. He wears a sort of camouflage jacket. He's a remarkable sort of figure to look at. He dyes his big beard sort of henna red. He wears a sort of big Afghan pugri on his head. And it really has a lot of presence still, and you sort of can't take your eyes off him. And then there are four other alleged conspirators, and they are accused of varying degrees of involvement, from running a camp to train the 9/11 hijackers to just financing and providing clothes and money for some of them. And they're the five that were picked up, and they've become the 9/11 five. Although obviously many other people are involved, but a lot of them are dead at this point. So this is the sort of the trial that America sees as its means to sort of some form of justice for what happened.
But the trial still has not happened. There's a specially built complex to house the trial. But they're now on their third judge, and it hasn't even started. Is this being held up by prosecution or defence, or both?
Yeah, so we're in our eighth year of pre-trial proceedings, and obviously tomorrow is the 9/11 anniversary. I'm in New York at the moment, and we'll be going down to Ground Zero, where they hold a ceremony every year, and it is remarkable that 18 years on, we haven't even begun the trial. It's being held up by both. It's a good question. Typically, in the capital trial, where they're seeking the death penalty, the defence will try and delay and delay and delay because they just want to keep their client alive. So there is certainly some of that. But the prosecution and the government have been unbelievably uncooperative because a lot of this trial hinges on torture and what was done to these men in order to extract information and confessions. And the government is seeking to keep a lot of that information classified. It's been very, very slow to reveal what was done and to tell that, you know, so normally a defense can just approach witnesses, but the government says, no, you can't approach anyone from the CIA or anyone related to anyone from the CIA who was involved in this. You have to get everything approved by us. So it's really like pulling teeth down there. And obviously none of these people live in Guantanamo. They're all American lawyers. So everyone has to fly down there sort of every 6 weeks for a week's proceedings. So it's just like wading through treacle down there. And it's really been very, very slow. And though we have a date for trial set in 2021 now, you know, it's anyone's guess whether that is actually when trial begins.
Is there a sense that America too is on trial here? America's image of itself as an upholder of human rights, that if those CIA interrogations are admissible and are allowed into the court, some of what happened and some of what is alleged to have happened at these black sites, these tortures that are alleged, that they will come into the public domain in graphic detail?
Yes, I mean, to be honest, there was a Senate investigation into the black sites in 2014. A lot of what's happened is established, but you're totally right that to execute these men, I don't think anyone ever expects them to go free, but to execute them having tortured them, and I won't go into details about the torture, but it was really, you know, some of it is really harrowing stuff, does feel like a sort of failure of American justice. It does feel like the American system of law is on trial here, that, you know, and there's a famous quote that lawful silent in times of war, but America is supposed to be a nation of laws and still sees itself, or some Americans still see them as a guiding light in the world, you know, as a counterpoint to other more authoritarian countries. But yeah, that to maintain that reputation when you execute men who you tortured is, you know, it's pretty troubling.
And that was Josh Glancy, the Washington Bureau Chief of the Sunday Times.